Hello, I am Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you an interview with Archbishop Claudio Celli, who heads the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, a year on from the launch of news.va. Stay tuned. Archbishop Claudio Celli, you head the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. A year ago, on the eve of St. Peter's and Paul, you launched the Vatican's online news portal with a click and a tweet. It was actually the Holy Father who launched it. Time to make an assessment. Would you say it's a positive one?
Yes, I still remember that famous day where the Holy Father was really opening and launching such a site. It is already 1 year. I feel that we can give a positive evaluation of such an experience. Today already we have between 10,000 and 15,000 visitors every day. And according to our statistics, today already we have 58% of the people are returning visitors and 41.87% are new visitors. But another thing that really I like to underline is that the visit normally are of 2 minutes, 0.20. And so it means that these visitors are coming exactly to read the news that you are presenting. As you know, ours is an aggregator. And so we are presenting news coming from the Vatican Radio, from the Osservatore Romano, from the Fides also. And so what we are doing is to have in a common place, in a unique place, news coming from different sources, Vatican sources for sure. And so really I would say that we like what we are quite appreciating what is going on. And I think that we are giving a good service to the Church and to the people that also not belonging to the Catholic Church are wishing to know our news. News bounded or connected with the Holy See, especially with the Holy Father, but also news related to the Church in the world. And so really, I could say the positive experience is really already something that is connected with our news.va. I can announce to you that today, just celebrating the anniversary of the first day, we are going to open the Portuguese channel. And so in 1 year time, news.va is not only in Italian, but also in English, in French, in Spanish, and in Portuguese. Really, we hope that such an initiative can be favorably accepted by the Catholic community of the Portuguese-speaking countries. And I think that this is positive.
How has Vatican Radio played into this portal, do you think?
As you know, we have two aspects of the Vatican Radio in our portal. As you know, through the portal, you can follow the programs of Vatican Radio. But, as you know, the news published also in the website of the radio and broadcasted by the radio are already present in our portal. And so I would say that the main origin of the news are coming from the Vatican Radio. And this is also, I think, a positive aspect of the deep collaboration with my Pontifical Council, the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, and Vatican Radio, Osservatore Romano, also the Television Center of the Vatican, and Fides Agency. We are doing a good collaboration together. And this is also for myself, according to myself, is positive.
And you were listening there to Archbishop Claudio Celli, who heads the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.